What's up, guys? This episode is brought to you by our favorite budgeting app, Every Dollar. Rachel and I love Every Dollar because it is the easiest way to take control of your money, build the right habits, and make progress on your goals. You can download it for free on the App Store or Google Play today.
Hey guys, I'm Rachel Cruz.
I'm George Camel.
And this is
Smart Money Happy Hour.
Cheers, George.
Easy.
Easy.
No clink today. A lot of cocoa powder on this rim.
You know what? Delish.
They say milk does the body good. We'll see.
Delish.
We'll let you know.
Well, this is the show where two friends who happen to be money experts talk about what you're talking about. So everything from pop culture, current events, and money.
And today, we are really showing our age. Per usual, your millennial mom and dad coming in hot, guys. About 6 years late to an internet trend, but better late than never.
So we are doing the today years old trend, which means we were today years old when we found out X, Y, and Z. So we're going to talk about that, things in life, your money, all of it today, while we sip on a
espresso martini mocktail.
Mocktail.
Don't get it twisted. Mm-mm. This is just Nesquik for adults, guys.
You know what? It's delicious.
I wouldn't give kids espresso. I think that's a very bold move. So that is why.
Do you mean espresso?
I didn't mean that.
I thought you would hate me for that. So I just didn't.
I do. And thank you for bringing it back.
Just kind of poke you a little bit.
But be honest, you have not said espresso since.
I didn't say it before it. I didn't.
What'd you say?
Espresso.
Espresso.
I said it right. I've said it right and we'll continue.
You've never been wrong. Well, hey, if you want to know what our rating is of this drink and the cost per glass, stick around till the end of the episode. And as always, the recipe is in the description and show notes.
Yeah. Okay, let's just start with the obvious, George, again. We're today years old. Today years old. That trend, it's been all over social media. And like funny things, like people are throwing
and
out
actually
everything.
Helpful things that I'm like, I didn't know this.
Genuinely, yes.
I know you guys think we just know everything, but Rachel learned about blinker fluid recently. So I think that's, you're never too old to learn.
Never too old, yeah.
We may know more than the average person about, boring stuff like interest rates and insurance policies, but we've got our blind spots too. You once mispronounced AI as Al.
I did.
And so, we've all got room to grow.
We all had to be humble enough.
I'm learning about, raising a child, a human child.
That's right.
And not a furry child. So girl dad life, that's a whole new thing for me.
All new. Lots to learn, George. So yeah, so we're going to have some fun today. And we're going to share things about money and life that, again, we wish we had known earlier. So we're going to pay it forward to all of you. And I think it's going to be helpful. I think this is like a good class. This episode is going to teach us a lot.
I've never seen you so optimistic about an episode. You're like, this is going to be good.
I feel it in my bones. Feel it in my bones.
All right.
Okay, so let's start off with a little history lesson, if you will. Back in 2018, before Twitter was X, known as X, formerly was Twitter.
Continue.
The I was today years old trend really took off.
It's that old.
I know. And that's when people, again, some of them were like no-brainer facts. Some of them was like, wait, what? Oh. So just some examples. Calling someone a dime means you're calling them a 10.
I've never called someone a dime. It feels somehow not okay.
Okay.
I don't even know the context for like, you're a dime.
Okay, how about this? The FedEx logo has an arrow on it.
That one shocked me to my core.
Did you know that?
Yep.
Yep. Crazy.
The Fruit of the Loom logo does not have a cornucopia in it.
Yes. Okay. Now,
that's a whole conspiracy.
Well, that's the conspiracy of Mandela theory. Of what we believe, yes, the effect that we believe something. So, the Monopoly guy does not have a
monocle.
Yeah. Wow.
It's Mr. Peanut.
What did you call it?
A monocle.
Wow.
What were you going to call it? I'm sad that I missed out on what you were going to call it.
An eyeglass thing.
You were going with eyeglass thing? 100. That was final answer.
Yeah, like an eyeglass thing.
You had the motion down.
I was today years old when I learned what a monocle.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
A pickle is a pickled cucumber.
I did know that. What about a raisin? A dried up?
That's a grape that's lost all its hopes and dreams.
Done. Sure.
That's all it is.
It is.
Do people not know that raisins are
I don't know. Well, pickles. I would assume people knew what a cucumber, but that was a cucumber.
People don't know that cucumbers and pickles are the same thing. Just one is brine.
Well, I don't think some people know what raisins and grapes are the same thing, George.
Well, I'm learning, Rachel.
How about the division symbol is a blank fraction with dots replacing the numbers?
Okay, that one actually is
very
impressive.
Cool. That's pretty cool.
I gotta hand it to math. Really shocked me with that
math.
One. This one will get you, Rachel.
Yeah.
The Taylor Swift lyric is not got along with Starbucks lovers.
No, it's not.
Although it would have been a great product placement for Starbucks.
Yeah, that was funny. Okay, iPhones. I did learn this recently. You can text the word pew pew to...
Text me that.
I am.
I've never seen this.
This is so fun.
Well, let me unblock your number. I'm kidding.
Tell me when you're ready.
All right, go. Oh my gosh.
Is that not cray cray?
I love that, like, we could be curing cancer. And Apple's like, add lasers when people say pew pew. And the guys in the marketing are like, yes. What's up, guys? If you want to be better with money, your first step is to start budgeting with Every Dollar. This is the app Rachel and I both use, and trust me, it's great because it gives you everything you need to make budgeting easier, faster, and dare I say, even enjoyable.
Yeah, I think you can say that, George. I mean, it's pretty enjoyable to have more money, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens when you're intentional with your spending. Guys, download Every Dollar for free on the App Store or Google Play today. Let's do I was today years old when I learned blank about money. Let's go first with ketchup contributions. So
not ketchup the condiment, just so y'all understand. People get confused when we say
contributions in condiment?
Ketchup.
Oh, ketchup oh, funny. Yeah, no, ketchup contributions.
Catch up.
Yeah, people ages 50 or above are able to make ketchup contributions to their 401k every year. And so usually there's a limit for us younger folks.
Whippersnappers, that's what they call us.
Yeah. But as you near retirement age, you can actually boost that. And it was up to $7,500 in 2023.
In the 401k. And the same as with an IRA. It's a lower amount. You can contribute extra, but still a great bonus for those that are 50 and going, I have not saved enough for retirement.
Yeah, absolutely. The next is the 401k name origin.
Oh, I love this one. So, you ever drop this at a dinner party for fun?
It's just like...
Just to lose friends?
Just to lose friends
and hurt everyone
people.
You love?
So it's just named after the section of law from where it comes from. The 401K.
Subsection K.
Subsection K.
And all it says is employers can have a retirement plan, basically. Yep. Mm-hmm. It's that simple.
Oh my gosh.
When people say be there or be square, it's not only because they're losers. It's because if someone's not there, they're not around. They are square if they're not around.
Wow.
Again, this is why this person has no friends.
That's a good one.
If you say that, I will not be there because I will not attend your event.
Did you know this? The drawer in the bottom of your stove is to keep dishes warm. So when they come out of the oven, it's not to store all the pots and pans.
I want to know what kind of psychopath is keeping their dishes with food in there.
Keeps them warm. It's like a warming drawer.
This one will blow your ever-loving mind. If something is made of genuine leather, it's not saying it's real leather. Genuine is the actual name of the lowest quality of leather. So that's why you see genuine leather on really crappy products. You're like, how do they afford this?
How can they do that?
Well, it's because it's terribly made.
Oh, man. Are you ready for this? The DS in Nintendo DS stands for dual screen.
Wow, that one didn't change my life.
Didn't it? No, that was...
I was really hoping for something big. I don't know why. He was hoping for more.
Oh.
Music icons Snoop Dogg and Brandy are first cousins.
No! Shut the front door. Wow.
All right. Any random facts, life lessons you've learned?
Yeah, I have one. I actually reposted on Instagram because it blew my mind. If you had to guess, and if you saw my Instagram, then...
I don't follow you. I'll have to follow you again.
Unblock my number. Follow me again.
I'm just kidding.
If you had to guess, in anyone's room, if you know the answer, don't play. Like, it's more fun if you don't know it.
All right.
What year did Picasso die?
Oh.
Just throw it out there. I mean, like,
I'm going to take a wild guess. 1972.
George, you ruined my game. I just told you.
What was the game?
If you know the answer, don't say it.
I was guessing.
No, you weren't. You...
Just because I'm smart.
Ugh.
All right. Play again.
Okay, so if you know it, don't say... Well, you just ruined it.
We don't know. The
answer.
I don't know that was
okay,
right.
Anyways, I learned that Picasso died in 1973.
I thought
he was in like the 1500s.
Really?
Decade. Yeah, I thought he was part of the Renaissance movement.
Oh, really?
I thought he was with Da Vinci.
No, girl.
Picasso. I would put them all together.
Beethoven would hang out.
All together.
With Picasso.
Did anyone else realize that he died in the 70s?
To be fair, I thought he was older. I thought it was...
Thank you. Like the 1500s. Renaissance
I was going
period.
Like 1900s, but still. Mm. Wasn't that far back.
His work is
timeless. That's why.
I just couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. That's my fun fact. Today, years old when I learned that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You want to know a really bad one? Are you ready for this?
Okay.
I was texting my friend Christy Wright, and I said, oh, I would have done that, you know, if I could have or something. And she wrote back, C-O-U-L-D, could, have, H-A-V-E. That's all she wrote back. And I was like, what? And she was like, you didn't say that word right. It's could have. And I was like, grammar police. And she was like, no, for real. Like, no. And I was like, wait, what did I write? And I wrote, could have. Could.
O-F? Could O-F.
Instead of the contraction, genuinely was typing... As the spirit led, and I wrote.
This went on for years.
No, not years. Just that text exchange. But I don't know. Have I been doing that for years? I don't know.
Could have been.
But I was like, oh, my gosh. She was like, yeah. So anyways, we laughed about it a lot. But I wrote, could have.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that's a true friend. That's like someone's like, hey, you got something in your teeth. You know what I mean?
She was like, I was like, grammar police. She's like, no, it's not even grammar. It's the actual wrong word that you're using. Anyways, I did that.
Thanks, Christy.
Give us something dumb you've just learned about, George.
I just Google things when I don't know. So it feels like, you know, I don't know, there's a lot that I'm like, oh my gosh, this blew my mind when I found out.
Really?
Did you know that you need to cut the stems off flowers when you add water back in?
I did know that. And I saw something recently. You can put a little bit of bleach and... Is it baking soda or something in the water and it keeps them fresh longer?
Keeps what fresh?
The flowers.
Oh, the flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Another one for you.
Okay.
Putting a little splash of white vinegar in the laundry helps deodorize, and it's a natural deodorizer.
Really?
Very clean. It's like crunchy moms love it.
Love it. How about a lemon?
And it doesn't smell.
A lemon does a lot in the kitchen. You can actually take it, put salt on it.
Oh, yeah. Clean
scrub,
grills
yep,
off.
Your sink. Yes, all of that. And then you can actually put it in your dishwasher. Wash your dishes with a lemon, a half of a lemon, and it comes out and it is like just lemony.
What?
Yep. All the acidic
and
stuff. Yeah. Investing best practices. So the best way to invest, we always teach, is 15% of your income into retirement. And you can do this, you know, multiple ways, right? Roth IRAs, 401ks.
The easy way to remember is five words. Match beats Roth beats traditional. So if you have an employer match, invest up to that amount. Then if you have a Roth IRA, you can max out, go there. Mm-hmm. If you fill that up, you're not at 15%, go back to the 401k and finish it out.
Yep.
So it's
And if
it's
you max
easy.
All that out, things like the HSA is a great place
That's
to actually
use. That's a good today years old because that one people don't know about. The health savings account, if you have a high deductible health plan, you get an HSA attached to that and that money can roll over year after year and there's actually an investment portion that you can build up. Just like you would in a 401k.
Yep.
And when you turn 65, if you haven't used it all, it kind of converts to a traditional 401k.
Okay, yep.
So you don't have to just use it on healthcare, but you'll get the most benefit if you use it on healthcare because it's completely tax-free.
All of it. Yep, that's right.
So that's the life hack with HSAs.
Health insurance benefits taken out of paycheck. So insurance is the cushion, obviously, we need when it comes to healthcare costs and all of that. The bad news, even if you're eligible for benefits at work, usually some of it comes out of your paycheck. So, again, this is it's a big part. And especially when
people don't realize.
When you see your first paycheck, sometimes you're like, oh, wow, there you go.
Yep. Along with Social Security and Medicare and all that stuff. Like, what are all these things taken out? That's part of it.
Yep. So, the average cost per month with a family is $509. The average cost per month if you're single is $111.
That tracks.
There you go.
I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Tax write-offs. This is a very interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of tax exemption opportunities. Home renovations, teacher classroom supplies, charity and nonprofit contributions, child care, certain medical expenses, adoption credit, self-employed expenses. There's even a gambling loss credit.
No
which
way.
Which is frightening.
Oh my gosh.
You can't make
we
this
We talked
stuff
about
up.
This on the Ramsey Show together last time we hosted about tax write-offs, tax exemption. Like there's all these terms.
Deductions versus credits.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So to walk through all that and the exemptions.
Well, this is an interesting one. Deductions will reduce your taxable income. So it's kind of a
pre.
If you think about before you get your tax bill, deductions help bring your taxable income down.
Yep.
So instead of making 70, the IRS says, really, you made 60.
And a lot of those are out of the exemptions.
Yes. And then credits is kind of like a discount off your total bill at the end.
Yep. So you get your tax bill, and then it's like, oh, I have the child tax credit. I can lower that down, 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 down.
So it's kind of a before and after. Deductions are kind of the pre, and then credits are sort of the post.
That's right. But the write-offs come out of your income.
Yeah. And most people can only do this if they're itemizing. And for most people, it makes sense to go standard deduction.
That's right.
So a lot of these won't apply. Don't get your feelings hurt. The standard deduction can be a great way to go. So just you got to do the math, and a tax pro can help with that.
How about this one, George? Did you know that pennies cost more to manufacture than what they're worth?
That feels insane. I did not know that.
It feels right, though, right? It would take more than just a penny to make a penny.
Then why make them?
Washington,
what are we doing with all these
D.C.
pennies?
Government.
Well, here's the stat.
We're looking at you.
It costs 2.1 cents to make a penny.
There you go. The first universal credit card was made in 1950. So individual companies made their own version starting in the 1920s. But the Diners Club created the first single card eligible for multiple establishments. American Express folded shortly in 1958. And now they still are living large, old American Express.
I share
36% interest rates on some.
Oh my gosh, that's insane. I share the story of how the credit card was made in my book, Breaking Free from Broke, in the credit card chapter. Because I think it's interesting to go like, how did we go from a cardboard card for a guy who didn't have his wallet at a diner to now the insanity of a titanium card and you want to use it to flex and
all
the interest rates are insane. And now we're over $1 trillion in credit card debt as a nation.
Yep.
It's out of control.
All right, the last one, George, warms our hearts. It's for the youth of America.
I could use some heartwarming.
I know. Personal finance courses in high school is now required in 23 states.
That's
almost half
amazing.
Of America is requiring seniors before they graduate to take a personal finance course. And I feel like that's what us millennials always wanted, you know?
Can I give you a fun fact?
Yeah.
Our writer, Savannah, who helped write this episode,
yes.
took a 2009 version of the Ramsey personal finance curriculum called Foundations in Personal Finance. She was a high school sophomore, and it taught her how to budget, and it helped her buy her first home at 24 on a teacher's salary. It's too much. Like, the full circle.
I just can't. Have.
We're so full circle.
Well done.
That's
well
wonderful.
Done.
So if you are in high school, badger your parents and the board of education, whoever's involved, the district, get the district involved and get Foundations in Personal Finance in your school. And I love talking to students and teachers
so
who are a part of this. It's great. RamseyEducation.com. Fun plug for them there. And if you aren't in school, check out Financial Peace University. It's kind of the adult version of what we teach
the class
in there.
Yeah.
It's not too late to go learn some things, y'all. That's
right.
Really the TLDR here.
That's right. Well, George, as we kind of wrap this up, what do you feel like we've learned in this happy hour?
More than I wanted to, in a sense. You know?
Is the knowledge just seeping out? Like, you just know so much now.
I think I thought there would be more like life-changing facts. And instead, it's like, if this was a trivia night at a local bar, I'd be like, oh, okay. You can use lemons to
Picasso,
clean your sink.
1973. Don't
that
forget
is a good
it.
One.
Don't forget it.
That's a really good one.
Not with Da Vinci.
But yeah, the big one is you don't get a pass just because you didn't learn it in school. Like, you need to learn it now.
Yes, yes.
It's not this fatal, like, well, I never learned it in school, so I'm going to continue to rack up debt. Go learn. Go read one of our books or go through Financial Peace University, watch the Ramsey Show, and get educated on this.
Yes.
And we need to get educated on non-money things. We have a lot of work to do, clearly.
Yeah, but especially with your money, as you're learning, have the discernment to say, okay, how long has this person been teaching about this? The plan that they're throwing out there, has it worked for people? Has it not, right? You kind of do have to sift through a lot of information these days because there's so much information out there, especially when it comes to money. So be
wise.
Don't
fall for the wrong stuff.
Yeah, be wise with it. Common sense. Remember that. Always common sense.
Yeah. And the baby steps are the clear, proven path. If you want to win with money, that's as far as you need to go. It's get out of debt, invest for the future, have an emergency fund.
Save, yep.
Simple,
you're
common
doing
sense
that,
stuff.
You're doing better than most Americans,
truth.
Honestly. So we're cheering for you guys, lifelong learners out there. Well, hey, you guys, I know investing can be really confusing and there's so much information out there. And have you ever wondered, how much should I invest and where? Is my 401k set up in a way that's going to be able to achieve my retirement dream? Well, if those questions are out there, you are not alone. And having a solid investment plan that you're confident in will help you make the right decisions. That's why I want to tell you about a two-night virtual event that's coming up. It's called Dave Ramsey's Investing Essentials. On May 21st and 22nd, Dave will unpack everything that you need to know when it comes to investing and retirement, from 401ks and mutual funds to real estate. You can even watch it anywhere you are, even submit questions for Dave to answer live. You guys, investing is one of the most powerful tools for wealth building, so you need to be doing this. If you are debt-free and have 3 to 6 months of expenses saved, then you need to buy your ticket today. It's $249, so buy it today at ramseysolutions.com/investwithconfidence. All right, George, it's almost the end of the episode, and we close out every episode with
Guilty as charged.
And this is where our producer, Skylar, gives us a new guilty as charged question every week. And if we are guilty, we take a sip. Skylar.
Have you guys ever realized you've been mispronouncing a word your entire life?
Oh my gosh, could have. Yeah. I've already told you mine.
I feel like, Rachel, you might have a few.
I have
just give us your top 10 list.
I have one.
Respectfully.
Okay, I got to remember it. Okay, spontaneous.
Spontaneity?
Yep. You know what I said?
Spontaneity?
Spontaneity.
Spontaneity. I like that.
And what is it? What's the right way to say it?
Spontaneity?
Spontaneity. Spontaneity. That's spontaneity? What I would say. I would say spontaneity.
Now I'm confused.
Yeah. But what's the right way of saying it? Spontaneous. Okay. So spontaneity is the right way. I would say spontaneity.
Spontaneous. Spontaneity.
I would say spontaneity.
Spontaneity.
That's different.
I mispronounced it. I know. I mispronounced it.
Wow. I have one that I was really embarrassed by.
Okay. Expressive.
As you know, sometimes I'll get, kind of cracked hands, and I'll put some hand salve on. I didn't know it was pronounced salve. I was saying salve. Oh. And I was very disappointed in myself that the L was silent and no one told me for years.
I mean, that feels very bougie, though. I would have just said lotion.
I was reading the front of the Kiehl's hand salve.
I can't. George, go and be... You need a little spontaneity in your life. Spontaneity in your life.
Spontaneity.
Spontaneity.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just being honest. I didn't know salve is salve.
Yeah.
And why is the L silent? Like, why even put the L there?
Yeah. Silly.
Other than that, were you ever in spelling bee?
No.
No.
I was in DECA debate club, though.
Wow. Probably, honestly, a more useful skill. With the advent of spell check.
True. And voice text. Now, the worst is when you voice text, you try to spell on Google. That's what I'll do sometimes. And it doesn't even come up as like another option. And
it's like, we have no clue what you're looking for.
This is real bad. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Then I voice text. I say, spontaneity,
And it knows, hopefully. Well, I was in the spelling bee third grade. I'll never forget it.
You were?
Our team screwed up on the word mozzarella. We did not know it had two Z's.
Oh.
And we lost the spelling bee. And
now you'll never
forget
it.
It haunts me.
Never forget it.
It haunts me to this day.
Yeah.
So not a mispronunciation, but a misspelling that cost me.
Spelling is
probably cost me a scholarship in college. I don't know. We don't know how that affected my life.
Yeah. The insecurity that just plagued you. And you thought, I don't know.
I could have been like spelling bee champ at this point. But instead, I gave up on spelling bees forever.
Yeah. Those kids are impressive.
How about you, Skylar? I feel like you never mispronounce a word. Misperfection over here.
No, I do a lot. I'm also not a great speller, but mischievous.
Oh, mischievous is what you were saying instead of mischievous?
I was saying mischievous my whole entire life.
Wow. That's a good one. Yeah. Oh. Thank you for your honesty.
All right.
I think Rachel just learned
one. Something to
do. Is that a Southern thing? You'd be like, you're so mischievous.
Mischievous. Yeah. I think that probably is. All right.
Wow.
Here we go. Okay. All right, George, you finished
6 minutes on that. You're a lot closer.
Yeah. I liked it. For a mocktail, it was great.
An espresso martini mocktail.
I'm going 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10?
Yeah.
Let me take another sip before
I... give it a solid B. It is pretty sweet, but the coffee part is good.
Yeah. I'm gonna give it a... I'll give it a 6 out of 10.
Wow. Okay.
It tastes like Nesquik, but you added coffee. And so, like, it's good in a sense that if I was a child, I'd be like, ooh, me want honeycomb. But as an adult... I feel like I just want something a little more complex and a little less chocolate milk.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, it's fair.
It's very good.
It's fair.
It's good, but I would not order this. I try to also avoid, it's heavier on the dairy.
Yeah.
But if you don't like drinks, you'll enjoy this as a mocktail if you were ever 7 and like chocolate milk.
No, if you're out with friends and you don't drink and all your friends get espresso martinis, ask for a martini. I would do an espresso martini mocktail.
That's fair.
And join the group.
Yep.
And I think you'll enjoy it.
And if you want to know what's in it, I'll tell you. It's got cold brew concentrate. You can always use espresso for a more classic taste. It's probably going to be a little more bitter than the cold brew, but it'll be a little more punchy. It's got heavy whipping cream, simple syrup, which I think is the sweetness that you're tasting, vanilla extract, a little salt, cocoa powder for the rim, and whole beans of coffee to garnish.
That was a lot of work. I think you need to say thank you.
Thank you, Taylor. Well, I witnessed her making it back there, and I took a video.
Oh.
And it was a lot going on.
Impressive. Very impressive.
Yeah, so the cost breakdown is $2.15 per glass, but you will impress your guests with this one.
Yeah, very
just
fun.
Don't drink it after 4 o'clock.
Yep, and the recipe will be in the show notes. And George, it's closing time. You guys, thanks so much for listening and watching this episode. If you loved it, make sure to leave a review. Let us know what you love. Because we read them, appreciate you guys.
We do love
them.
And
make sure to subscribe and share with your friends and your family. And we'll see you next Thursday on an all-new episode of
Smart Money Happy Hour.